Oh my God. I know Mrs. Harrison said to wear ugly sweaters, but seeing hers actually light up was incredible. It's truly a Christmas miracle it didn't catch on fire. What about those reindeer antlers on Tyler's car? They used to be such a Scrooge of Christmas, and now look at them. Time has definitely mellowed them out. How's your hot chocolate, by the way? Did I get the marshmallow to cocoa ratio correct? What do you mean, what do I mean? You always have more marshmallows than cocoa in your mug when we were growing up. My mom used to have to hide the bag whenever you came over, so we'd have some saved for ourselves. I'm not lying. It's Christmas, and you don't lie at Christmas, or whatever. That's how you end up with lumps of coal in your stocking. At least we don't have to hide the fact that we spiked it anymore. I thought Chris's mom was going to kill us that time she caught us pouring bourbon into the hot chocolate at the Christmas party. Speaking of Chris, did I tell you I ran into him at the grocery store last night? Yeah, I didn't realize he had moved back to town. Apparently, he and his partner decided that they wanted to settle down here and start a family. He had a small brood with him, so I'd say he was successful in that regard. He was always such a party animal, so it was interesting to see Chris the family man. But you know, I'm happy for him. Still, it's wild to me that we're old enough to be married and have kids and careers and mortgages. It wasn't that long ago we were sneaking out past curfew and hanging out at the old abandoned house in the woods, drinking cheap beer. Well, you drank cheap beer. I was much classier and snuck cheap vodka in water bottles. I can't believe it's been so long since we hung out. We used to always hang out after these Christmas parties after our parents went to bed. Yeah, I know. We've both been busy. But it's nice, right? Hanging out again? I did miss you, you know. I'm sorry. I'm terrible at keeping in touch. I don't know. Life happened, I guess. College took us to opposite sides of the state. Work is incredibly busy for both of us. Hell, quarantine literally ate almost 2 years of our lives. I do miss you, though. You were constant in my life for so long, and I hate that we grew apart. No, I know. I know it happens, and that's no one's fault. Really, I don't know. I still wish it didn't happen. I love this song. Want to dance with me? Yes, I'm serious. Come on. Come dance with me. Please. I'll give you extra marshmallows and your next cup of cocoa. Yes! I knew I could still bribe you with marshmallows. Okay. So my hands go here, and your hands go there. Yep. Just like that. So we need to be a little bit closer. There we go. Okay. I'm going to step forward, and you're going to step back, and... Ow! It's okay. That's why I have 2 feet. Let's try this again. All right. There we go. Step back. I step forward. Step back again. Feel the rhythm of the music in your body. Now, we're dancing. You know, It might be because we're slow dancing to a Christmas song. Or because you're very close to me. Or I might be a little buzzed from spiking the cocoa. But you're really cute. I mean, I always thought you were cute. I was just too chicken shit to say anything. Especially as teenagers. Wait. Really? You've always thought I was cute too? You know, we might be idiots. So, are you seeing anybody? Okay, look, I'm only asking because I don't need somebody finding out I'm slow dancing with their partner behind their back. You are very close right now, and... Oh, wow. What was that for? Look up. What do you mean? Oh, mistletoe. Did you know that was there the whole time? Of course you did. This is your parents' house, after all. I'm sorry. I'm just... Yep, flustered is a good way to describe it. It's just... I've always liked you. But I never wanted to ruin our friendship. And now, here we are. All these years later, standing under the mistletoe in your childhood home, and... Okay. You keep doing that. What do you mean, what? I mean the kissing in the middle of a sentence. We're turning into a walking cliché here. There's twinkling lights, soft Christmas music, mistletoe. Please tell me how we're not in some romantic Christmas movie right now. Well, no. I'm not complaining. I just... Okay, fine. I'm fine with the kissing under the mistletoe. I just... If we hadn't hung out tonight, would you have told me that you still liked me all this time later? Christmas just made you bolder, huh? You don't lie at Christmas time or whatever. How dare you throw my words back at me? I ought to tell Santa to put coal in your stocking for being such an ass. Can I kiss you again? You've kissed me twice. Now I think it's time I paid up. Yeah. Yeah? Okay. Come here. You know, I don't have any plans for New Year's. How about you? You up for drinking cheap beer in an abandoned old house?